And good evening and welcome everyone to Eden Valley Watkins High School. We've got a triangular for you tonight as Piers will wrestle twice tonight, twice tomorrow, and then four times on Saturday. Strap it up, fellas, as the Piers Pioneers are in Eden Valley Watkins. They'll face the Eagles first and then Monticello will be their second opponent. We're just about getting set to go. We've had referees meeting with captains and coaches, and so Piers and Eden Valley Watkins to start off tonight's triangular, coming up with our first match after this.
Stop in and talk to us at Design Electronics Radio Shack to get the next-gen LTE with Verizon. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, when you switch to Verizon, get four lines and 20 gigabytes of data for just $160 per month. Plus, we won't just sign you up and send you out the door. We'll sit down with you, help you transfer your data, and make sure you know how to use your phone before you leave. For the best coverage and service, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little Falls.
Plus taxes and fees. Four lines on the 12-gigabyte promo plan plus 2 gigabytes bonus data per line required. Apply within 3 days.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at Phelan-Meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6616 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meats of Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
Holy Trinity School is celebrating its 26th year. Parents love our school because the students receive a solid academic foundation. Holy Trinity alumni are successful in high school and beyond. Scholarships are available to assist with tuition. An education at Holy Trinity is the best gift you can give your family. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, call 468-6446 or visit our school website, holytrinitypierce.org.
Hello, this is Bob Gruber from the Pierce Fire Department. Remember to have your fireplace and wood stoves inspected before you begin to use them each year. Also, have your chimney cleaned to remove creosote, which can ignite and start a chimney fire. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department.
The Hennigan Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennigkenInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennigan Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Good evening, Pioneer fans. This is George Weber. I am honored to announce that Dave Rushlow has been named the Activities Director of the Year for Section 5 schools and is among the final eight in the running for AD of the Year for all of Minnesota. This award is selected by the other Activities Directors and is a testament to the great job Dave does in scheduling, working with other schools, getting everything ready for our coaches and the visitors, and being flexible as things change constantly in the activities world. We host hundreds of events across all grades and activities every year, and each one requires communication with custodians, coaches, refs, advisors, and so on and so on. It is really impressive when you take a step back and consider how much behind-the-scenes work happens every day. Thank you, Dave, for making all of us look good, and thank you for being our passionate pioneer leader.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins High School, where Piers and Eden Valley Watkins are going to square off here in this first of two this early evening. And looking at the lineups here, this one's going to go rather quickly. I believe the Eagles about six or seven open weights here, depending on what the matchups here for Coach Berg and Coach Jensen go at it. Busy 48 hours coming up for the Pioneers. They'll wrestle Eden Valley Watkins and Monticello tonight. At 5 tomorrow at the MAC, they get Mille Lacs area, but then the big one at 6:30, about number one-ranked Frazee in town. 1-2 in Class A tomorrow night about 6:30, Piers and Frazee. And then after that, they'll get on a bus again and go to the Cambridge Isanti tournament. Pioneers have the defending champions out there. So this is the literal lull before the storm here. Awaiting our first announcements here of wrestlers, and Brandon Funk will come out and report first for the Pioneers. At 106 pounds.
Wrestling at 106 pounds. For the Pioneers, Brandon Funk, and for the Eagles, Gavin Mathias.
Gavin Mathias. As he straps on his anklet, and here we go with our first match of the evening. Funk and Mathias. And an early tie up here. Braden, quick takedown here as he hooks that leg, gets two. Now he'll go to work. He's got that left leg inside the right leg of Mathias. Cranks him over. Not quite a count yet. No points. Mathias able to roll through. Now he dives in on the legs of Funk. Funk countering. Minute 25 to go in the first. Funk and Mathias. Now Brandon. And there's an escape for Mathias. And now Brandon does another quick takedown. And Funk is up 4-1 and getting back points. Mathias out near the far outer circle here. As Brandon Funk facing seventh grader Mathias here. Referee down looking. Brandon just leaning back, and he gets the fall with 50 seconds left. First period fall, and the Pioneers are up an early 6-0 lead.
Get ready for the 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th at the Janola Ballfields. Get your tickets now for a must-see lineup featuring Neil McCoy, Blackhawk, Chris Hockey, and the fabulous Armadillos. General admission tickets are just $40 until July 1st and can be purchased online at piercefreedomfest.com or at select Pierce and Little Falls retailers. VIP tickets are $125 and only sold at Pierce retailers. Limited number available. The 5th annual Pierce Freedom Fest, July 15th. 2017. See you there.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Then Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. We've had two weight classes come and go since we heard from the Pierce Freedom Fest committee. Double forfeit at 113, and then Jake Andries receives a forfeit at 120. So now we've got Lucas Pop out there for the Pioneers against Trevin Ludwig from Eden Valley Watkins. Pierce with a 12-0 lead now. Following the fall for Brandon Funk and the forfeit at 120, nobody gets points on a double forfeit, which happened at the 113 class. Shot in by Ludwig. And driving forward towards Pop and driving him out of bounds. No points yet. 47 seconds off the clock. Pop with that left elbow pretty heavily taped. Elbow hookup now. Now they separate again. Lucas reaching for a head. JV match is going on the mat to my right. Now Ludwig reaching up. Looks like Lucas up over the shoulders. Now snap down here, and he'll get two on a takedown. Pop scores first. Here's up 12-0 here. Monticello will face Piers next. And then the nightcap will be Eden Valley, Watkins, and Monticello. 25 seconds left. 2-0 lead for Pop over Ludwig. It's like Lucas has that ankle hook. Now he's going for a possible cradle or a tilt here. But he doesn't have a whole lot of time left. 7 seconds remaining. And it looks like he will ride this period out. He will try one quick tilt, and he gets a... What did he get? Did he get a one count? No points. Only a one count. So 2-0 for Lucas Pop over Trevin Ludwig after 2 minutes of wrestling. And referee checking the guys for blood. Doesn't see any. And Ludwig will defer. That means it's Lucas's choice, and he's going to go on his feet here with Trevin Ludwig. Lucas with about a 4-inch height advantage on Ludwig here. Ludwig is a sophomore. Lucas Pop, one of the seniors on this Pioneer team. Just underway in the second. Only our second match so far, as Brandon Funk had a first period fall, so it's the first time we've gone into a second period. There's a good shot in for a... attempted double by Pop, but he can't get in deep enough. Good defense there by Trevor Ludwig of Eden Valley. All white singlet with the blue and silver. Edging. EVW down the right thigh. Eagles across the back. Pioneers are in red singlets. Black letter of P on the middle of the back. 1:20 to go. A lot of wrestling on the feet so far between Lucas Pop and Trevin Ludwig. How you doing, boss?
Good, you?
Coming up on a minute remaining. Down near the near edge of the mat. There's a little ankle pick try by Pop. Ludwig, now a throw try from Pop as he came back upper body again, but Ludwig with good upper body strength fought that off. 50 seconds left. Now Lucas is in on the leg, and he's going to secure two there. Lucas Pop makes it a 4-0 lead. He got that ankle. Tried it earlier, and the quick footwork of Ludwig is able to dance away, but not that time, as Lucas able to snatch at that left ankle. Now he'll pick that left ankle up, pin it back against his thigh, and drive him forward. He's looking for that step-through Turk. Throw that leg in near the outer bound circle. Here comes Pop again, elevating that right leg of Trevin Ludwig. 12 seconds remain. And they're going to go out of bounds. We'll see who we got coming up here. Again, there's several open weights for Eden Valley Watkins. Right now on the program, they're open at 38, 45, 60, 82, and heavyweight. So we won't be here long for this one. And the horn sounds, and Pop will take a 4-0 lead into period three, and Ludwig will go on his feet. He's got choice after deferring in the opening round, or second period, I should say. Jacob Gottwald over there on the JV match in action. Good to see Nathan Posters in uniform tonight. First time Nathan has put on a singlet since breaking his leg this fall in football. Here's Pop trying to run around a near side cradle. He's got the head secured, reaching for that ankle and the forehead buried into the ribcage. Now he switches tactics, gets the two takedown once he hooks that leg. Minute and a half to go. Pop now has built a lead to 6-0. Jumps off to the right hip side. Safe to say there'll be a few more people in the gym tomorrow night at the MAC when number one ranked Frazee is in town to face number two ranked Piers, 6:30. And out of bounds as Pop and Ludwig dance outside the circle. Minute 12 to go, 6-0 lead. See if Lucas can get another takedown here. Or actually, Ludwig will start in the down, so Lucas would have to turn him here to get two and move it into a major category. Ludwig, quick stand-up try, and returning him to the mat is Lucas Pop. Crossface in on the Turk series. Referee down to take a look on a knee as Pop tries to cinch this up. Now he's getting near fall point, so this will, I believe he got the count to two, and it restarts now. He's going to pick up the max here, three near fall for Lucas Pop. That's going to put it into a major. It's going to be 9-0, but now you look for a fall here. Lucas will continue to drive forward on that crossface. 30 seconds left. We're in the third. Ludwig able to get back to his belly. There's the three near fall now awarded to make it 9-0. Clock is under 20 seconds left. Same maneuver here coming from Pop. Elevates that left leg of Ludwig, who has just sprawled out underneath him. And one more turn attempt here from Lucas Pop. Final 4 seconds coming off the clock. And Lucas Pop is going to pick up a major win here for the Pioneers. It's going to be a 9-0 final. Puts 4 points on the board, and it puts the score to 16-0.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, their growing concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
Welcome back to Eden Valley Watkins. We are already up to 160 pounders now as four straight forfeits given to Pierce. So the score is 40-0, and we've got a match going on at 160 between Jalen Jansen and Matt Schindler of Eden Valley Watkins. Quick takedown here for Schindler as we're underway. Sit out by Jansen. He's up on his feet trying to free hands, and he'll get out for an escape to make it 2-1. You would call Schindler their top dog, I guess, on the Eagle roster. As Schindler is ranked number 7 at 145. 2-1 with 50 seconds gone by. There's a takedown try by Jansen as he shot in. Schindler, powerfully built. Standing football player for the Eagles. Wide receiver, D-back. Snap throw try by Schindler in deep on the waist. Powers him out of bounds without a takedown, though. Aggressive move there by Matt Schindler, but not within the circle. 47 seconds left. Start on their feet. So receiving forfeits for the Pioneers were Brandon Ortman, Reese Kapsner, Andrew Tamala, and Luke Gertz. As there's a takedown for Schindler. Got in on the ankles, and he's got Jalen down on the mat. 30 seconds, and they tumble out of bounds in front of the Eagle bench. 4-1 lead now for Matt Schindler of Eden Valley Watkins. Referee instructs Jalen to tie the shoelaces. And the whistle, clean start. Schindler immediately chops at the elbow, breaks Jalen down to his base. Working on the right hip side, tries the little cheap tilt here. Got a one count briefly, but no points. Schindler now trying to stack Jalen up. Jalen scrambling, turns into Schindler. He's in on the ankle now. Still in neutral. Possible stalemate here with 3 seconds as Schindler now just trying to defend, and he'll ride out this period as a tumble. And at the end of one, it's 4-1 for Matt Schindler over Jalen Jansen. Jansen's going to defer here to Schindler. Schindler will choose down. The Monticello Magic should have a full squad here tonight, I believe. They got a pretty deep roster according to the program, so we should have, I would guess, at least close to 14 matches. Schindler on a switch. He's going to nearly get a reverse as Jalen hugging onto that left leg. Schindler throws his right leg in behind, and they tumble. Here's Jansen still scrambling, and Schindler's out for an escape. 5-1 now. Schindler goes after the right ankle. He's in and trips Jalen down. Good ankle pick there for the takedown to make it 7-1. Jalen looking over to the bench. Not a lot of help. Schindler will give up the optional start, 7-2. The escape for Jansen awarded. Hand tie up, each pressing down on the neck of his opponent. Jalen feints a shot, trying to get low leverage here on Schindler. That's tough to do. Minute 10 to go, second. 7-2 lead for Matt Schindler. Piers leading the duel 40-0. Pioneer girls are in action tonight up in Pillager. And again, Schindler attacking the right leg, elevating here on Jalen. And they go out of bounds. No points on the takedown for Schindler. 1 week from tonight, maybe the highlight of the winter sports season on You Are There Sports when the Eden Valley Watkins Eagles boys basketball team comes to town. Put it on your calendars now. Schindler, and there's a takedown awarded for Schindler. And he's up 9-2 now. Final 35 to go. A whole lot of electricity in the gym tonight. Good to see Mr. Langer. I saw Mr. Munson here. Mr. Egan is on the staff. You're the wrestling squad, so he's over there on the bench. Huh? Well, Jake Anderson is there. I saw the superintendent, Mr. Messman, here. A lot of familiar faces. There's a stall underneath on Jalen. Now a tilt by Schindler. Good cheap tilt. Jalen rolled back. Referee waves off any points, though. Well, I thought he had them there for at least a two count. Jalen's choice here, 9-2 in favor of Matt Schindler. I think he led the district in interceptions this year. Was he defensive back of the year? Yes, he was, yeah. Another optional escape start given by Schindler here to Jalen Jansen. So it's 9-3. Still just a simple decision category. Jalen's an explosive guy. He can be trailing 9-3, and all of a sudden he can hit a move and end your night in a hurry. Or likewise, he can be leading 9-3 and get caught. He's probably our most unconventional wrestler, or you'd call it the type of guy you never know what you're going to get when he steps in the circle. Jansen now tries an underhook. Minute 25 left. Jansen trying to defend as Schindler drives forward, and here comes just a little shoulder throw as Jansen still had the underhook, and now he's driving forward on Schindler, and it's Schindler trying to sprawl back and defend. Minute 10 to go. And a stalemate called. Both guys down on the mat on their knees, shoulder to shoulder, underhooks locked in. So the referee brings him back out to the Eagle logo. And Jansen's got to strap up his left shoe again. And we're ready. They engage with a minute to go. We're in the third period here. Piers up 40-0 over Eden Valley Watkins tonight. There's a big throw at the edge by Jansen. That's exactly what I was talking about. Jansen certainly capable of hitting a big move at any point in the match. And he threw Schindler down with authority, but unfortunately for Jalen, it was outside the circle. But a thud was heard. 40 seconds to go. If you're an Eagles fan, you're looking for Schindler to get a takedown here and work for a major. He's in on the single, switches to a double. Referee says, nope, out of bounds. And Schindler looks back at the referee and says, oh, I thought I had that. Dan Berg now, the coach, saying, didn't he have his toes in? Referee says, nope, they slid out. 30 seconds left. And Jalen has been warned for stalling once. 22 seconds. Now Jalen hooks him up. He's going to try and throw him, drive forward. He's going to get two. Good takedown there for Jansen. Now Jalen on a power half on the left side. 10 seconds trying to crank him over. 8 seconds to go. There's a reversal for Matt Schindler, and we're going to end up with an 11-5 decision. Schindler picks up the first win for the Eagles, 11-5 over Jalen Jansen.
When you're hungry and you're in Piers, be sure to stop at the Brickyard. They're now featuring a scrumptious breakfast and brunch buffet every Sunday. The breakfast buffet is served from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. and the brunch buffet goes from 10:30 to 1:30. The Brickyard has a full menu with daily lunch specials. On Mondays, build your own burger basket for $5.55. Tuesday is the taco special. Wednesdays, it's pizza. Thursdays, it's wings and spaghetti. And Friday, it's all-you-can-eat roasted chicken or baby back pork ribs or both. Satisfy your hunger at the Brickyard on Main Street in Piers.
Hi, this is Bob Otremba with the Piers Fire Department. If fire broke out tonight while you were sleeping, would you and your family get out alive? Develop a home fire escape plan now and practice it regularly. And remember, if there's a fire, get out and stay out. This message is brought to you by the Piers Fire Department.
We've got a Logan Lease Deshaun Haig matchup on the mat going on right now. This is 170 pounders, a takedown and two near fall right off the bat for Logan. So he's up 4-0. Pioneers with a 40-3 lead on Eden Valley Watkins. Logan on the right hip, throws the leg across, now reaches underneath for a cradle attempt. Haig spreads his lower half down, trying to cut down any angle or leverage that Logan. Now he reaches up for a half Nelson. Logan will try and power Haig over here, stack him up. Haig with a roll. Ooh, that arm bent underneath him, but Haig now tilted and on his back as Logan Lease tightening it up here, looking for the Pioneers fall. Crawls up higher, chest to chest. Logan Lease and Deshaun Haig. Logan steps across the body. And Logan Lease has 45 seconds. Elevates the head of Haig. And still working is Lease. Still trying to press down. Referee down to look. 28 seconds left. I can't really see, but still Logan with a potential fall here. He's had Haig in jeopardy, and there it is with 14 seconds left. The fall registered for Logan in the late first period. 46-3 now in favor of the Pioneers as we move on.
It's a hassle to remember to pay your bills on time, not to mention to write out that check, find an envelope, buy a stamp, and get it to the post office before it closes. That's why Unity Bank now has a new and better online bill pay service, which will allow you to pay anything from your mortgage payment to your utility bills to your babysitter. And you can pay these bills from your home computer, tablet, or with the mobile banking app. Visit them online at unitybanking.com to learn more and get started. Unity Bank, member FDIC.
So Logan Lease wins by fall. Brett Kapner awarded a forfeit. And now it's Matt Kummet against Ben Nisler. This is 195. It's 52-3 in favor of Piers with Kummet on the mat now. He just came back to the lineup after the New Year's, and he's in and gets two over in front of a Piers crowd that has made the trek here to Eden Valley Watkins High School tonight. 2-0, 30 seconds in. Nisler in the down position, and Kummet breaks him down right off the whistle. Left hip, and now Nisler rolled almost to his side. Controlling the wrist, trying to pull it through underneath is Matt Kummet. Nisler, it's been all defense for him. He gave up an early takedown. Now, looks like Matt's trying to just tilt him here. And Nisler now gets to his knees, extends those arms. Matt bellies him back down to the mat. Nisler and Kummet, both seniors. Here comes the cheap tilt by Kummet, and he's going to get points out of this. It's a matter of if he gets the full or just the two. I think he's got it long enough, and he pinned him. A fall for Matt Kummet with 43 seconds left. 58-3 now for Piers.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
Carson Hull's now out there against Aaron Holmberg. Piers 58, Eden Valley Watkins 3, and I don't think we'll have a heavyweight match either, as Eden Valley Watkins listed as open, so this is likely it for the duel on this one. As they lock up, not a lot of action so far between these two, Hulls and Holmberg. Controlling the wrist is Carson Hulls, trying to snap him down, pulling down on that right arm of Aaron Holmberg. 105 left in the first period. And Hulls pushes him away and wants to restart out in the middle. Navy blue mat, white eagle out in the middle. The guys readjust their headgear and then grab hands again right in the middle. They go forehead to forehead. 43 seconds left for Hulls and Holmberg. Throw try by Holmberg, and they kind of twirl off the mat over there in front of Mark Jensen and one of his assistants, Clint Poster. 30 seconds to go. We'll do a brief wrap-up and then get ready for the Monticello duel with Piers. That should be about 10 minutes, I would think. Holmberg with an underhook here on Carson. 15 seconds. Not a real serious throw try, though. Over on the far side of the mat. Hulls trying to just drag him down, and now he shoots in. Get a stall there just as Carson drove forward, and he got two on a takedown right at the horn. Hull's got two. He got aggressive right at the end, just as he was warned for stalling. He got a takedown. So a 2-0 lead for Hull's after 2 minutes. And Carson is going to defer choice to Holmberg here, and Aaron Holmberg will choose the referee's down position. And it looks like the JVers are done. They're meeting to shake hands over there. Hulls goes to work on the left hip side, riding here on Aaron Holmberg of Eden Valley Watkins. Trying to drive on a cradle try here. He looks like he's got that cradle close to locked up here. He's going to pull it over. And there's the near fall count coming as Carson Hulls with a good near side. Plenty of room inside the circle as well as Holmberg all stretched out near the middle of the mat. And now Carson rolls him over. He's trying to get a little better leverage. He'll bring him back over again. There's the 3 near fall. No, he gave up on that cradle. Switched underneath the deep waist here with his right arm. Chops at the left elbow of Holmberg. Holmberg bumped forward. Second period, a 5-0 lead with those 3 near fall awarded. We're under a minute. Again, Carson has been warned for stalling. Likely not going to be a factor here in this match, as Holmberg not doing a whole lot underneath either. 40 seconds to go. Here's the sit-out try by Holmberg, but blocked by Carson Hulls. Holmberg extends that right arm. Wings it back behind Holmberg now. See if he can run this. 18 seconds left. Holmberg now frees that arm. Carson takes a quick peek at the clock. And we're under 10. And it looks like we will have a third period here in this 2:20 match. We will. 5-0 lead for Carson Hulls over Aaron Holmberg. And Hulls will choose down here to begin this third and final 2 minutes of this duel. Like Austin Redunds is about to go at it over in a JV match on the right. Quick stand up by Carson, peels the hands, and he's up 6-0, picking up the escape. Fifteen seconds gone by, third period. Each guy looking for the back of his opponent's head. Holmberg stepping in. There's a fireman shot in. Hulls drives, picks up the two. Good solid attack there by Carson Hulls, and he's made it an 8-0 lead now. Near the middle of the mat. 1:15 to go. It looks like Austin Dickman will be awarded a forfeit at heavyweight tonight. He's got the headgear on, and now bridging up is Holmberg. Minute to go, and there's a stall on Hulls, and that's a penalty point. Second stall call on Carson, and now he returns him to the mat. Holmberg trying to turn into him. 45 seconds left. Now they're both on their knees, shoulder to shoulder, down on the mat. Far side across the way. And a stalemate is called. They give Holmberg an escape. So it's 8-2. So now Carson will work for at least a takedown here, get it back to a major with 38 seconds remaining. Hulls and Holmberg here, final 30. Holmberg has gotten an escape and a penalty point. No real offensive points. Does try a throw, and Carson able to slip out of that, get takedown and near fall for Hulls. 7 seconds left, and Hulls will win this one by bonus points. And he makes it three bonus for a 13-2 win. And makes it 62-3.
The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with Progressive Jackpot starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights, and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
All right, we do have a heavyweight match. It's Austin Dickman against Ethan Kay of Eden Valley Watkins. We wrestled a minute here, and it's no score yet between Dickman and Kay to wrap up this duel here. Pierce 62, Eden Valley Watkins 3. All on their feet so far as these two guys looking for an angle and leverage. And a stalemate is called, and the referee gives them the old universal let's get busy, guys, signal. Austin reaches up for the head and gives up on that. Now re-engages on an elbow tie-up. 30 seconds remain. We'll take about a 10-minute break after this match, and then you can join us again here as we'll re-engage the live stream about 10 minutes after this one, as Piers will face Monticello, the Magic. 15 to go. See if somebody can score here in these final seconds. They call it short time. Ethan Cave, Austin Dickman. And it doesn't look like either guy real eager to take a shot here. We go scoreless into the second period. Choice for Dickman, for Kay. He defers to Austin. And Austin's going to choose to go down here. Austin Dickman, the sophomore. And it looks like he just got cautioned for an early start. Referee will get down and instruct Austin on what he saw. Now a clean start, and Austin rolls into a near Granby there. Now he's going to sneak his head out, get two on a reverse. So Dickman scores 10 seconds in, and then Kay eludes him by getting an escape. 2-1 now. So 2 minutes with no points and 10 seconds with 3 points. And now we're back. Shoulder to shoulder, forehead to forehead, as Dickman pushes Ethan Kay of Eden Valley Watkins away. There's a little bit of a sucker drag try by Austin Dickman, strong young sophomore for this Pioneer team. As Kay reaches for a leg, can't get in on it. 1:15 to go. Each guy pressing down on the back of his opponent's head. Again, Kay reaching for the leg of Dickman. 1 minute to go. Dickman and Kay out in the middle. Makes me wonder, when is the next Pierce school dance? There's a shot in on a single. Finally some action here. And Dickman picks up two. There's good aggressive move by Austin. So he's up 4-1 now. Now Dickman working. He's got the right wrist threaded through under the belly of Kay. Trying to drive forward. Puts his forearm on the back of the neck of his opponent. 14 seconds left. 4-1 lead for Austin Dickman. Sit out try by Kay, and then Dickman just pulled that right arm down, and did he get a count? No, referee waves off any points. So it's 4-1 after two periods, lead for Austin Dickman, and Ethan Kay of Eden Valley Watkins will choose down. Looks like Brandon Tamala is out there on a JV match now. And a caution on the start for Austin Dickman. He's in the riding position here. Kay tries to stand, and Dickman powers him back forward. Austin a little high in the back. Now he readjusts, tries to hook the leg, does. Got the ankle hooked. Chopping at the right elbow. 20 seconds gone in the third. Austin Dickman and Ethan Kay, 62-3 Piers. Looks like Austin's going after that power half here. Kay felt it coming and kind of got up into a straight kneeling up position and able to shrug it off, and then Dickman brought him back down. 1:18 left. Dickman still going after that half. Nelson, he can run around. It's his go-to. Working on the left shoulder. Kay got himself in a little trouble by turning into Dickman. That really gave another angle to Austin, and I think he realized that. Now they roll out of bounds. 54 seconds remain. Dickman riding here. Whistle clean. Horse down to the mat by Austin Dickman. Now he'll work on a right power half. He turns him and fins him. That happened fast. And Austin Dickman with a fall. That finishes off the duel with a 68-3 final. So teams will shake hands. We'll get ready for Piers Monticello next, as the Pioneers now will meet the Eagles and shake hands. We'll wrap it up.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family are proud to be a part of the Piers Pioneer community. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets produce the finest grilling pellets available on the market today and are made out of all natural hardwood. Premium barbecue smoking pellets from Minnesota Hardwood Pellets include flavors like mesquite, cherry, oak, apple, hickory, alder, maple, pecan, whiskey barrel, and the world-famous competition blend. Minnesota Hardwood Pellets and the Algren family support the Piers Pioneers.
All right, a quick wrap-up as the Pioneers defeat Eden Valley Watkins 68-3 in their first duel of this evening. They'll have Monticello coming up. It started with a Brandon Funk first period fall, then a double forfeit, then Jake Andres wins by forfeit. Lucas Pop a major, 9-0. Then four straight Eagle forfeits made it 40-0. Matt Schindler picked up the Eagles' lone win then, an 11-5 decision over Jalen Jansen to make it 40-3. Logan Lease a fall. Brett Kapsner received a forfeit. Matt Kummet a fall. Carson Hall's a 13-2 major, and Austin Dickman with a fall. 68-3 was the final. So we'll get ready. We'll have Piers and Monticello right around 6 o'clock. About 10-minute break here between duels here as the Magic and Pioneers meet in Eden Valley Watkins. Join us then on You Are There Sports.